Good evening, everyone.
It's good.
All right, good evening, everyone. I want to take the opportunity to welcome all of you here tonight. You know, Baruch Hashem, as some of you saw in the shul bulletin, thank God, there are a number of beautiful and meaningful programs that are occurring within our community, both last night for Yom HaZikaron, tomorrow, Emir Hashem, for Yom HaTzmaut. And although there's certainly no programmatic shortage within the community, as a kehila, it's important for us to mark these important days. It's important for us to use this opportunity as a way of solidifying certain beautiful aspects of our Yiddishkeit, as a way of taking the opportunity to give hodah, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful gift that we call Medinat Yisrael, that we call the State of Israel, as well as by taking the time to reflect on all of the incredible sacrifices that have been made in order to allow us to have this great gift. So tonight's program will be divided up into three parts. First, begin with just a few short comments on Yom HaZikaron. Emir Hashem will show a moving, meaningful video. We'll have a few tefillos, and then Emir Hashem, a short shir on Yom HaTzmaut, which will then be followed by Mariv, and then of course afterwards everyone is invited for refreshments. But I just want to begin with a few thank yous. First of all, to thank those who sponsored tonight's celebration and commemoration, to thank Justin and Rebecca Meyerowitz, to thank Todd and Ruth Heller, as well as some of the other families within our kehilah who helped to sponsor tonight's event, to give a very special thank you to Rabbi Yochanan Cement, who helped produce the video, which Emir Hashem you will hopefully find very meaningful, to thank Rabbi Aaron Schiller for providing us with the sound system, Moshe Abramson for coordinating RAV, our executive director, Julia Shainman, for helping to coordinate all of the ongoing day-to-day details of our Beis HaKnesses, including this program, to thank Jonas and Kaplan, who is coordinating the refreshments, and of course to thank all of you. All of us have multiple places we have to be. We all have multiple obligations that pull us in many different directions. But the fact that we have taken the time this evening, at not the most convenient time in the evening, there's other programming going on in the community later on tonight that we do not want to conflict with, is something beautiful, heartwarming, and halavai just in the merit of coming together. Kadosh Baruch Hu should see how much we love Eretz Yisrael, how much we love Chayalei Tzal, how much we love our people, how much we love one another. And halavai, that should be a zechus for our people as individuals and as a collective. I want to begin the Yom HaZikaron segment of our evening tonight with something I saw today, which was a very powerful column written by an Israeli columnist by the name of Eitan Haber. Eitan Haber writes for many of the news outlets in Eretz Yisrael, and when he served in the IDF, he served in a unit that often had to deliver news to families when a son, when a daughter had been lost in the line of duty, in the line of combat. And he writes on Yom HaZikaron about some of his recollections about having that incredibly overwhelming yet awesome responsibility of, on one hand, trying to convey to parents that they had lost their child, while at the same time trying to provide some level of nechama, some level of comfort, recognizing that the loss was not in vain, the loss was for Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael. And I just want to share with you his words. He writes, "Not a single author or poet has ever managed to capture with his pen that one moment in which bliss turns into grief and life is shattered. No word can accurately describe that horrible moment after which nothing will ever be the same again. A knock on the door, a short identification, an announcement, and the world collapses all over you. Life for bereaved parents is divided into two parts, before and after the knock on the door. Unfortunately, I've been an eyewitness and a hearsay witness to hundreds of such sad occasions. For decades, I used to visit families whose lives had been shattered just a minute or two earlier, helping them begin the never-ending journey, the journey into bereavement. With my own eyes, I saw a mother run to the balcony and try to jump from the third floor. A petrified father who stared at us in astonishment and lost consciousness a moment later. Family members who refused to believe the dreadful news and repeatedly demanded that we confirm it. The family was always informed in the morning, and only then was the fallen soldier's name published in the media. Slowly, the relatives and friends gathered at the house, embarking on a disintegration journey which lasted for years. There has not been a single family whose life was not shattered after receiving the bitter news about its loss. There have been families which collapsed moments after receiving the news and never recovered. There have been, quote-unquote, strong families whose restraint was praised by journalists, but which broke into tears as soon as they were out of the spotlight. There is no other moment in time similar to this moment, in which life is shattered and dreams are broken apart in an instant. And then you start compiling and collecting everything that seemed so trivial just several minutes or hours ago and is now turned into a memorial stone. The photographs on the wall, under the table glass, on the refrigerator, the albums on the Facebook page, every piece of paper, every written word, every piece of clothing recently worn, every item which the fallen soldier's hand had stroked or nurtured. A total of 23,544 men and women have been recognized as fallen Israeli soldiers up to this day. On Monday, today, hundreds of thousands of people will gather across the country to remember and to commemorate all of them. We are a country of monuments, and the names of many of the fallen soldiers appear on the cold stones and symbolic statues. Now they are being joined by the National Memorial Hall, which was inaugurated Sunday and will forever perpetuate the names of those who gave the State of Israel the most precious thing of all, their lives. And if we're wondering what our leaders think, it's important to know that they left additional empty spaces there for the future. On the State of Israel's 69th Memorial Day, we shall all, rightists and leftists, religious and secular, people of all ages, denominations and religions, pray that they will not be used. For we have no more tears to spare. This, my friends, is Yom HaZikaron, a day in which we remember all of those who have given their lives, HaKedushas Hashem, Ha'am V'Ha'aretz. Although on one hand, it is a privilege to recognize that we have a Jewish army, to recognize that we have a magnificent state, to recognize that we live in unparalleled times. We also recognize that in the State of Israel, there is not one family who is whole. There is not one family that has been untouched by tragedy and loss. There is not one family who, even if they're lucky enough not to have a direct relative that has been lost, knows someone, a close family member, a distant family member, a neighbor or a friend. This is Yom HaZikaron. This is what we gather here tonight to remember. And let us hope that in the merit of remembering, in the merit of recognizing and appreciating their sacrifice, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give their precious neshamos an aliyah and their families a nechama.